Hey, welcome to the 38th Parallel. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Shane, also known as the Hopitarian. That's just the name I gave myself because I'm such a narcissistic hack. And I have Alan Mosley, who is the host of It's Too Late. He's also a narcissistic hack, but he's from the South, so it sounds cooler.
I reckon.
Yeah, there you go.
should I go all in on the Southern accent?
Yeah, you can go as exaggerated as you want.
Okay.
So, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm okay. It's Sunday night, so it's that time of the week where you're feeling that existential dread for Monday morning, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Now I can't sleep for a few hours because I'm worrying about waking up tomorrow morning. Maybe I should just not wake up in the morning.
But then that would mean you're dead. That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's subjective. Like, not good for who, you know?
I get to sleep forever. Wow, this is awesome.
Yeah. Compared to what? Yeah.
Get to have a nice dream, you know, or a nightmare, whichever, you know, whether you're going to heaven or hell, if you believe in that, right?
Yeah.
Or if you believe in nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Big if. Yeah.
How dare you?
I mean,
anyway. Know.
I live in a part of the country where if I drive 2 minutes in any direction, I'll see six churches.
Yeah.
So I feel like just being around, it's just so much religion emanating around me that I don't really have to do anything.
Hmm.
Like when the rapture happens, the vacuum will just suck me up around everybody else. that's what I'm betting on.
Yeah. Well, speaking of vacuuming and sucking,
yeah.
So this whole episode, I just want to let everyone know that this whole episode is going to be I mean, we've done it before, but it's just a lot of fun to bash Nikki Haley. That's her real name. I have no idea what her real name is. So there was a primary in South Carolina, and this bitch, she has the balls to. I'll just show the clip. Yeah, that one right there. That's
yeah,
sucking and vacuuming. Whew. She's done plenty of that.
All right, I haven't seen this clip yet, so I'm ready.
Yeah. So this was during this was a speech that she gave after she had lost.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing too is that this is her home state, South Carolina. And she lost. I mean, it's not like it's the first time. It's, oh my gosh, she lost. This is the first time it's ever happened. But you would think if you're this confident woman in this race, or whatever, you would think, well, at least I got South Carolina in the bag. I mean, I'm from here. I believe I was the governor. I mean, mm-hmm. I got this in the bag, right? You know, I mean, as a 49er fan, that's why I felt this. We got this in the bag.
Oh no, don't do that to yourself. Come on.
Well, you gotta be self-deprecating once in a while, you know? This is from NBC News, and it's a little over a minute, so it's not too bad. We'll go and play it here.
Everyone wants to bring back the America we know and love.
Okay, so I just want to show here, for those who haven't seen the results. So Donald Trump did win South Carolina, mm-hmm. With over 59% of the vote. She got over 39%.
Yeah.
That's the underlying message of what happened today. I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory.
Boo.
And I want to thank the people of South Carolina for using the power of your voice. America will come apart if we make the wrong choices.
By not electing me as your president, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
This has never been about me or my political future.
That's fucking bullshit. That is fucking bullshit. I'm sorry. Not about me or my political future? Then why else are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
We need to beat Joe Biden in November. Yeah! I I don't believe Donald Trump can beat Joe Biden. I said earlier this week that no matter what happens in South Carolina, I would continue to run for president.
Sounds very female heavy in the audience.
Unless there's a lot of guys out there just like soprano yelling or something. You're like, yeah. You know?
I'm a woman of my word. Yeah! I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Yeah!
Okay, so that's the clip. And she said that she's going to stay in the race since the majority of Americans are anti-Trump and anti-Biden. Well, they're obviously more anti-Nikki Haley because Donald Trump won the primary in South Carolina. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know what else, because anyone else who would be in this race after this would say, well, I guess that's it. Like, Ron DeSantis left early. He got a distant second. He was just like, that's it for me. But Nikki Haley, she said, I don't care what happens in South Carolina. I could get 1% of the vote. I'm staying in this race. Yeah, and she's a woman of her word, so she's going to stay in, I guess. I mean,
well, it's, you know, that's an interesting thing to discuss right there, even of itself. I was actually having this conversation with a buddy of mine earlier today of the question on everyone's mind, and you're going to hear on all like the talk radio and stuff that started this week is, why is Nikki Haley still in the race? So I think she had said that she claimed that she was always planning to stay in through Super Tuesday. And you know what? Okay. That's plausible that you decided to run for president. And as long as you're not like polling it, you know, like a fraction of 1%, I'm going to stay in through Super Tuesday. She would hardly have broken new ground to do that. Lots of candidates who run that are polling it like anything above 1%, they'll stay in through Super Tuesday just because you're going to have this rapid fire of several different primaries all in one stretch. Right. But even with that, she didn't lose South Carolina, right? She got mollywhopped in her home state that she was a two-term governor in. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how popular I thought she was in South Carolina. Obviously not popular enough. But the question is, and so like we could, you know, I'll pose that question to you. It's like, okay, why is Nikki Haley still in the race? If we're going to really jump out on a limb here and say this woman has a 0% chance of winning the primary, then why is she still in the race? Why do you think?
Well, I'll just be honest here and say that I honestly didn't know. Like, I don't know why she would stay in this race, but I saw a tweet from Spike Cohen, who was the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, which was very successful. If I remember correctly, very successful. I think the Libertarians are president right now, I believe. Anyway, so he tweeted out, for those who don't understand why she's not dropping out, she's raising millions both directly to her campaign and to PACs that support her. The longer she stays in, the more she raises. When her campaign ends, all of that money can either be rolled into a PAC or a nonprofit that she runs. And in the off chance that Trump dies or is imprisoned, she'll be the last one standing. As long as the money keeps rolling in, she has no compelling reason to stop running. And that's why when we were watching the clip there of her talking about, well, this isn't about me or my political future. That's why I was saying it's bullshit, because what Spike said there, that seems pretty logical to me. Like, yeah, I'm getting all this money. All these people are supporting me. I'm going to support them. And whatever happens after this, once she does decide to drop out, which who knows when the hell that's going to happen, because, I mean, she ain't dropping now.
So, okay. So, you know, Super Tuesday, I mean, what is that? That's not this week. That's next. March 5th. So that's next week. So it's not long from now that she would presumably reconsider whether or not she was going to stay in the race. Now I did see the headline. I don't know if you saw this. I think it was earlier today that the Koch brothers, the Koch Foundation, whatever you want to call it, George Soros East, as opposed to Soros West, they have announced that they're pulling out. They're pulling out of Nikki Haley. Both of them. Yeah.
That doesn't happen often.
Yeah, not a moment too soon. but they're no longer financially supporting her campaign. So that obviously is going to be a blow. So if she if it were just hubris on her part and she wanted to keep running, be damned the results, then she will not be able to do so. Particularly, I mean, she's not having a good campaign now, but it's going to get way worse if without their funding. So that's part of it. But I mean, for sure, money is certainly an aspect. I would argue, because, you know, it's kind of like that stupid versus evil thing. And we've talked about this before, that in years past, you know, there's that old phrase, you know, never attribute to malice what could be explained by stupidity or ignorance. I used to believe that. And I don't believe that anymore. I know that that's wise wisdom, and it may make sense for your, you know, your personal friends and family members. Like, don't assume your friends or family are being ugly people if they do something you don't want them to do. It may be that they don't realize that they're doing something wrong. But when it comes to the lizard people, to the ruling class, no. These people aren't stupid. They're evil. And so I actually tend to think that her words in that video clip about her political future and about wanting to make sure that Joe Biden is defeated, I think that those words are particularly ironic, because I think that she's actually doing the opposite. I think that her job, because this is her job, her profession right now is to run for president as the neocon darling against Donald Trump. That is her profession right now. And all of the neocon money and a whole bunch of leftists are funding her. It's like, that's her votes, right? Like in states like a New Hampshire, for instance, all the Democrats who don't have to go vote for Biden because he's the incumbent and the DNC basically forbade anyone from running against him. They're all just switching and voting in the Republican primary because they hate Trump, right? So they're voting for Nikki Haley.
Right.
Well, I think her job is to do as much damage to Donald Trump as possible to try to lower the chances that he wins the presidency. I think that if Donald Trump wins the White House, that would effectively end her political career, at least for that term, at least for the next 4 years. And while she certainly could reappear in 4 years, I think if she were essentially removed from the public consciousness and considered a laughingstock for that period of time, like think Liz Cheney. Like Liz Cheney went from being a fixture in Washington to getting absolutely run out on a rail in her own district. And now she's a joke, right? She's just the punchline. So her career is over. Nikki Haley is trying to avoid that reality. And so for her to avoid being the next Liz Cheney, she needs Donald Trump to lose. Because if Donald Trump wins the primary, like, she's not going to win the primary. We all know that. And she knows that too. She's not stupid. She knows she's not going to win. Now, I will agree with you that on the off chance, like if Donald Trump were to have a major health incident, or if he were to wind up incarcerated and that were to turn off voters, I think that there's a non-zero chance Trump could win as a felon. I mean, if by some chance that he couldn't, then sure, Nikki Haley wants to be there at the convention, right? To say, oh, look at me. I never dropped out, so I'm still in the race, and he's not eligible anymore. Pick me. She wants the convention to do that. But I still think that that's extremely unlikely, because I don't assume something's going to happen negatively to Trump. But she wants him to lose, because if he loses, because this is the real kicker for me, and this is what I said to my buddy about the same thing, is that in the grand scheme of things, 4 years isn't that long of a time. And let's say hypothetically Trump wins. Like, let's just assume right now Trump wins the primary and he beats Biden. Okay, President Trump. Well, that'll be his second term, right? So that still means that the end of the Trump era will be 2028. I still am a firm believer that there is going to be a smoking crater where the GOP used to be when Donald Trump leaves office. So when he can't, and you know, like, do you remember back in like 2016 when he first won and beat Hillary, and there was all these MAGA people were saying, oh, it's going to be Trump 2016, then Trump 2020, and then
right,
and then Trump 24 with one of his kids, and 28, and then Ivanka in 32 and 36. It's just going to be a Trump dynasty. Well, first of all, look how stupid they look now, right? That he ended up only being a one-term president and then was, and then immediately kicked out. Mm-hmm. But again, let's say hypothetically he gets back in. That's still his second term. It doesn't matter if they're sequential. That's a second term. He's done after that. The GOP is going to be in complete disarray the moment that his administration is over. I couldn't sit here and tell you who's going to run. But my strong belief is that even if Trump wins, and then there's now this gap, or there's this hole to fill. And it's like, well, who's going to come in and fill that hole? Yeah, I know, right? Nikki Haley. But I mean,
she's going to be the one that's going to be filled, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be some principled conservative? No. I mean, Trump's not a principled conservative, so why would a principled conservative come in and replace him? No, it won't be. Right. Will it be another MAGA darling? I don't think so to that either. I don't like Trump, but I do think Trump is singularly unique. I think the whole Trump phenomenon revolves around him singularly. Yeah. And if Trump were to decide tomorrow, you know what? I don't really feel like being president again. I'm just going to name my successor. I don't think his successor wins because they're not him.
Right.
It has to be Trump. So when it can't be Trump, whether it is that he loses this time or whether he wins this time, and we're talking about 2028, when Trump's time is over, that position is going to wind up being filled by some leftist who is pretending to be MAGA. I mean, frankly, yeah. Trump's a leftist, so it'll just be someone. It'll be Trump light, but it won't be him, or it'll be a neocon. You know, we're going to go right back to the Bush-Cheney days. I mean, Nikki Haley is just a Bush-Cheney neocon. That's what she is. And I'm glad that she's losing. I want to see all the Bush-Cheney people scattered to the four winds, right? But Trump won't be here forever, no matter what the result is. So I don't know. I guess I'm taking a little bit of a cop out by saying, instead of worrying about what's going to happen in 2024, I'm already looking at 2028, because you know Biden won't be there, because even if he loses and theoretically could have another term, he's going to be 8 million years old. So there won't be a Biden, and there won't be a Trump if Trump wins. So if with no Biden and Trump in the picture, who is the next, like, who's the next class of the ruling elite? I mean, at one point in time, you could have said Ron DeSantis, but Ron, he's Icarus. He flew too close to the sun too soon, and now he's ruined his political career. Mm-hmm. If Trump wins, Nikki Haley will have hurt her political career. No one else even registered. And then you look, Asa Hutchinson, you know, right. And then on the Democratic side, like, okay, well, it's not going to be Kamala Harris. No one likes Kamala Harris. She's an idiot. So it's not going to be like she's the VP. So she's anointed the next, it's her turn. There won't be a turn for Kamala Harris. She gets skipped. So who's it going to be? It's not going to be Marianne Williamson or Robert F. Kennedy. Just laugh those people out of the room. They're never going to be used by the regime. Same thing for Bernie Sanders. I'm not saying I want any of those people. I don't. I'm just saying that none of those people are going to get the blessing of the regime. So who's it going to be? And the point being is I'm not necessarily, it's more of a rhetorical question of, we don't know what's going to be next. We just know that whatever happens after this go round, there's going to be this huge void to fill. And my fear is that it'll be filled by the worst people. It'll be some absolutely ridiculous clown show progressive on the left, and it'll be just an abhorrent Bush Cheney neocon on the right. And between those two choices, it might actually end up being the Bush Cheney neocon that wins. And all of a sudden we're right back to freaking 2000 and 2004. Is that, you know, it's on the one hand, people look at clown world right now, right? And they're like, man, I wish I could go back to 2004. And I'm like, no, you don't remember George Bush.
You know, yeah.
No. Do we want another War on Terror 2, Electric Boogaloo? Is that what we're doing, guys? No. So if you elect Nikki Haley, you get to go bomb Iran. That's what you get to have if Nikki Haley wins the presidency, is you get more wars in the Middle East. But who's going to replace Trump? I don't know. So I think that ultimately, I think the reason that she is still in is she is 100% doing it for her own political future. But it's not so that she wins and then defeats Biden. It's so that she helps damage Trump so that he loses. She will be damned her own party's wishes. I mean, I shouldn't say her, the voters' wishes. If people voting in the Republican primaries want Trump, then that means they're saying we want Trump to be the next president. She would rather spurn them to hurt him as much as possible to lower his chances of winning the presidency, because she will succeed in a world where you have four more years of Joe Biden, and she will fail in a world where you have four more years of Donald Trump.
So it is an interesting point then, where just in some clown world hypothetical where she does end up becoming the Republican nominee in 2024, what is she, if what you're saying is correct, which I would probably tend to believe that's the case, because I mean, why, like you said, why would she be in there if she's trying to put as much damage onto Donald Trump as possible? If she becomes the nominee for the Republicans against Joe Biden, then what is she going to do then? She's like, well, my opponent, blah, 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 blah. Like, what are the differences going to be? Oh, I think Joe Biden is a little too, he's not as pro-Ukraine as I am. Or I think he needs to be a little more pro-Israel, you know, the whole foreign policy thing, because we know that she's saying warm on you. But what's the difference there?
Well, okay, so same thing there. So, like, let's say Trump didn't exist, and so you basically just have Biden and Haley. So I do...
Boring.
Well, it is boring. I do tentatively agree. See, that's the thing, is that on the one hand, Biden obviously is a very unpopular incumbent, and in
80 million people voted for him back in the day, you know, I mean,
back in the day of a few years ago. Yeah.
It feels like back in the day. It feels like,
yeah. Yeah. 80 million people voted for him. Yeah. But it's still, so all that does is basically fast forward my nightmare scenario of 28, just fast forwards to 24. So you would have a Bush Cheney neocon, which, by the way, neocons are leftists. So you have a Bush Cheney neocon, AKA a leftist, as the Republican nominee, and you have Biden. And that's the thing. And of course, the thing about Biden is that Biden's not a progressive in the most like extreme modern sense. He's not an extreme leftist. But he's also not really, like, come on, he's not the president. I don't know who's actually running the country, but it's not Joe Biden. So if Joe Biden wins a second term, it's not so that Joe Biden can be like a moderate New England Democrat. It's so that whatever progressives are running the administration will do things through him. But the American, on the one hand, I would say that the American public may very well vote for a Bush Cheneyite over a second term of Joe Biden. But I don't know if they would if it were Nikki Haley, because Nikki Haley is Hillary Rodham Haley. She's Hillary Clinton with brown hair with an R next to her name. So it's that same thing of, like, you know, pick some other random neocon. It can't be Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney is damaged goods to the upteenth degree. But at this point, and has been for a long time. But if you picked some other random neocon, and if they had been the one in Nikki Haley's position, if it had been a middle upper age, if it basically had been Ron DeSantis, but a little bit older and not with all the Trump stuff, you know. Mm. Then that person could have been a neocon and could have beaten Biden. And again, I'm not endorsing that. I think every neocon should be lined up against a wall and shot, just like I think all the progressives should be lined up against a wall and shot. I'm just saying that the American public, the pendulum is swinging, right? That's how politics always is. The pendulum is swinging, so it's getting ready to swing back to the right. I mean, in the fantastical example that you gave, where Trump's not in the picture, I don't know for certain that I would say, well, then that means Haley wins. I know that she would point to polls and say, oh, look at me in a hypothetical matchup against Biden. I'm winning. But again, I don't believe those polls because those polls aren't designed to make us think that Haley beats Biden. Those polls are designed to make us think Trump can't win. Therefore, don't vote for Trump.
Yeah.
It's so important for people to understand that all the information that comes out of the press and the corporate media and the regime, none of that is meant to inform you. It's all meant to sway you to a certain perspective. It's a narrative. So I believe that Nikki Haley beats Biden and based on polls that saying that she polls better than him? I don't actually believe that. I think that if Haley were to win the primary, that Biden would win. Haley's just super unlikable. Now, vice versa, if you're going to magically eliminate Trump, let's magically eliminate Biden. If Kamala Harris were suddenly the president of the United States tomorrow morning, you found out Biden dropped dead, which, I mean, let's face it, there's a non-zero chance.
Yeah. Right.
If Kamala Harris were the president of the United States, and then she really played it up. Like she went to the DNC and said, hey, I'm the president. And since I'm the president, that makes me now the incumbent. I should be getting your endorsement for the DNC primary from here on out. Give me the delegates. You can award them to whoever. Give them to me. If by some crazy chance that by some astronomical chance, they were like, okay, sure, we'll run Kamala Harris, then you would be enjoying 4/8 years of President Haley. Because that would be putting someone who is going to have a very poor reputation because it's a very unpopular incumbent, plus being an incredibly unlikable, stupid woman. So it would be two incredibly unlikable, stupid women, but one of them is an unpopular incumbent and one of them is a neocon. And I think in that scenario, Haley would win. But Haley against Biden, I think Biden wins. It won't matter because Haley has a 0% chance against Trump. And Trump against Biden, I know that a lot of people out there say, well, of course, obviously the next president's going to be Donald Trump. I mean, look at all the polls. He's going to win the Republican primary by a million miles and, you know, blah, 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 blah. My two answers to that are, one, Trump has damaged goods too. I think you can't sleep on just how likely it is that just we already have seen this playbook where the regime, the ruling class, all the mega donors, the corporate media, Hollywood, academia, when everything is lined up against Trump, we know it's enough to beat him because they've already beaten him once. Mm-hmm. And two, and I say this specifically to our MAGA friends, if you genuinely think as you sit here today in, you know, the day of our Lord, Sunday, February 25th, if you think that Donald Trump actually won the presidency, but it was stolen from him because the left cheated, then what makes you think they're not going to cheat again? What are you doing differently that's going to magically make it so that Trump doesn't get cheated this time?
They should cheat.
I mean, they do say if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah.
But and by the way, I'm not being an asshole. I'm seriously asking the question. If you think he was cheated out of the presidency, how will he not be cheated out of the presidency this year? And no one has given me a straight answer to that yet. No one. There was certainly no election reform in the last few years. So what makes you think it would be any different?
That's what I was saying, you know, kind of half-heartedly, but also serious, like, okay, well, if they're going to play dirty, then we'll play dirty right back. So
the only problem with that, like, first of all, I don't look, hey man, it's winner take all. It is what it is. But the biggest problem with that is that the Leviathan is controlled by the left right now.
Yeah.
The regime, which by the way, again, I'm not a Trump guy. To me, Trump is a member of the ruling class. It's just sometimes the ruling class has civil wars and they don't like him personally. They don't like Trump on a personal level, so they will support Biden. But when Trump was president, Trump gave them everything they wanted. The budget exploded. Look at everything he did during COVID and Operation Warp Speed. He handed the country over to Fauci and Birx. Right.
But he ain't gonna do that again.
He said that he wasn't gonna sign any of these, you know, omnibus spending bills. And then what did he do? He complained and signed every single one of them. Right. So he was a gun grabber. He prosecuted more federal gun control in 4 years than Obama did in eight. He was the picture perfect Joe Biden presidency 4 years before Joe Biden. So no, he sucks. He sucks in every way. The wall certainly didn't get built. It has the border situation gotten worse since he left office? Yes, it has. But I'm not holding my breath that he would magically make it better. I think any chance that the border situation has of getting better would be the border states like Texas, for instance, taking it into their own hands and leaving the feds out of it completely. Yeah. I don't think Trump did enough, and I don't think he would do anything different this time. He nominated people like Jeff Sessions and John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley. So I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. So there's no reason to think that anything's going to be better under Trump. But even if you were one of these just hardcore psychophants, thought, look, I admit, perhaps things were a little bit less than ideal, but he's learned his lesson, which, by the way, he hasn't. Nothing he said or done in this whole primary season or any of his speaking engagements has said anything. He has never once said, yep, I really messed up this, this, and this, and I learned a lot, and this is what we're going to do different. He's done that zero times. He will do everything exactly the same because he thinks he knows best, and he doesn't. But again, because he's a leftist, he's a New York Democrat. I don't know why anyone's surprised by this. It's just that the ruling class sometimes has spats with one another, and so they just, on a personal level, don't want him in. If Trump wins, the Democrats are going to be okay. If he loses, they'll be great. If he wins, they'll be okay.
I'm sure there's a part of the Democrats and all the ruling elites and, like you were saying, the corporate media. I'm sure there's part of them that goes, we kind of want Donald Trump to win because that'll give more people, oh shit, what are we gonna say about Donald Trump? People are gonna be like, oh, let's see what they have to say about that. Like a lot of people.
It'll be good for business for them. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, everything he says and does for those 4 years will be front page news, and it'll all be just constant slander. I mean, look, I get it. You know, he has all the best enemies. I get it. I'm with you on that part of it, that the people I hate the most hate Donald Trump. So, but an enemy of an enemy is not my friend. People who believe that are just the upteenth level of naive. So, but all of that being said, this was really a Nikki Haley stream, and we really don't have to worry too much about the hypotheticals because she's not going to win. She never had any chance of winning. But I do want to see the biggest reason why I would say I do want to see Trump ultimately win the general and win the presidency is that that makes it more likely that by the time those 4 years are up, Nikki Haley's just gone. She's just out of the political scene. Yeah, she's just the next Liz Cheney. So that would be if Donald Trump has given us anything, it's alienating Meghan McCain, it's alienating Liz Cheney, it's alienating Nikki Haley. Now, granted, again, he appointed Nikki Haley so to the UN. So, you know, he messed up first. But if it ultimately results in her being kicked to the curb, then that's great. Although, as I've said, I would caution anybody, but what's next? Who's swooping in to take over? And I will also add the little caveat of, if let's say Trump wins, which means he gets four more years, 2028 rolls around, he's done. Who will he endorse, if anyone? Because if you genuinely think that Trump is a political force to be reckoned with, and that MAGA, unlike the Tea Party that got co-opted and fizzled out like 5 seconds later, that MAGA is like a political subdivision that is here to stay, and it's going to be like the prevailing right-wing ideology for years to come. If that's true, then it will matter a lot who Donald Trump endorses. Who's he going to endorse? Do you think he will turn around and endorse someone like Ron DeSantis after all the Ron DeSantimonious stuff and him trying to then say that he actually didn't do a very good job in Florida, and the only reason he was there was because I helped him and all this stuff? I think those bridges are burnt, man. So I don't know.
But even then, even then, his endorsement doesn't always mean everything. Because when he endorses like someone's running for governor or senator, half the time they don't even win. So, you know, his endorsement isn't even that big of a deal anymore.
You're completely right. As I've already said, in some ways it doesn't matter, because whoever it is, it won't be him. And that's not an endorsement of Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Trump, but he is ultimately the figurehead leading that movement. And when he is gone, if he walks out the door tomorrow and says, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you know what? I'm going to say that Asa Hutchinson is the new leader of MAGA. Do you think that MAGA is going to go to these 50 and 60,000 person rallies for Asa Hutchinson? It doesn't matter who he endorses. It won't be him. Now, they may get some of his support. They may even get a lot of his support, but it won't be like him. And it that won't sucks. Be the same. And I'm deathly afraid. I think the white-pilled people, the glass half full people, think that Trump has made an indelible change to the political landscape, and that even when his time is up, there will be a lot more of the Marjorie Taylor Greens and Matt Gaetzes of the world who are going to push the old guard out and at least be a new generation of Republicans. Maybe. I hope they're right. What I'm afraid is going to happen is that the new generation is going to be neocons. They may be new in the sense of new names and faces. They may be younger. It may be a new generation in terms of like actual human evolution, but I think it's actually going to be a step backwards in terms of political thought. I think that the neocons are going to just swoop right in and take over as soon as Trump is gone. They would love, don't get me wrong, the neocons would love for Nikki Haley to win so that they could just take over right now. But they will be happy to wait 4 more years and take over then.
Yeah, the neocons are going to come out and be like, oh, okay, Donald Trump's gone. All right. So we're going to start war with China, correct? All right, let's do this. Let's go.
Dude.
We got this.
Yeah. World War III. It's going to be...
Man, the more that you were saying that you don't like Donald Trump, I'm starting to think you like Donald Trump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like how many more?
Sorry, I have to take my gummies.
All that Donald Trump talk's making you tired and sleepy.
No, the problem is I'm not tired and sleepy. That's why I got to take the gummies. Well, I don't know. I guess, you know, as the election draws nearer and nearer, the picture at least becomes more clear. I think in order to truly be, it's kind of like you and I are Vegas and we're setting the line for the election bet. Yeah. I think if you're going to bet who's going to win the election, you have to take the bet pretty soon. Like I don't think it's fair to wait until like the night of the election and say, okay, I'm making my pick now. I mean, it may be a very close election, but that's too easy. I think that you have to basically by the end of the either right before the end of the primary season or right after the national conventions, you have to make your pick. So right now, barring some crazy upset where Donald Trump goes to prison or something, and same thing for Biden, I think a lot of people think that Biden's going to be replaced. Like, oh, he's an old man. He's got dementia. They're going to replace him at the convention. So I have been saying, you'll remember this, I've been saying for like a year now, that will not happen. I think that Biden will be on the ticket in November. So we'll make 3 bets right now. Bet number 1, do you think that Donald Trump will be on the ticket in November? You know, considering his legal troubles and all that. Bet number 2, do you think Joe Biden will be on the ticket in November, considering his age and health? And then number 3, who will win the next presidential election? So my current bets are Trump, yes, he's on the ticket. Biden, yes, he's on the ticket. And 3, I think Trump does win. But a lot of the Trump people think it's an easy blowout win. Like they're looking at the Republican primary and they're seeing him up by like 40 points. And they're like, oh, well, that means he'll win. The primaries and the general are totally different elections, both literally and figuratively. Like in the primaries, you're running to the edges. In the general, you run to the middle. If the middle loved Donald Trump, he wouldn't have had his opponent get 80 million votes last time. 80 million. Yeah. But even it, again, like we already had that whole spiel. If you're one of these conspiracy people who thinks the election, look, I think every election is stolen. I think they're all illegitimate. So you ain't got to convince me of nothing. I think it's all bullshit. I'm just saying, if you think this one was specifically bullshit, but not the other ones, tell me how this one's going to be any different. So I am very sure that Trump wins the nomination. I'm very sure that Biden wins the nomination is on the ballot. I'm very sure Trump is on the ballot. I'm pretty sure Biden's on the ballot. I'm only like 55-45 that Trump wins the election.
Well, I mean, you could say that Joe Biden's already been replaced with a lookalike, like several lookalikes. I mean, mm-hmm. The way he looks now as opposed to 10 years ago, he's like, is this really the same guy? Like, he looks completely different. And then there's like recently a clip of him just barely getting up those stairs to go up into Air Force One. I mean, he's barely getting up there, almost tripping and slipping and sliding. You're just like, man, this guy, come on, get some of that. They got to give him like 15 shots of testosterone or something to keep him going. But yeah, I agree with you about the bets. I think that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. He's going to be the guy on the ballot for the Republicans and Joe Biden.
So you do think it'll be Trump and Biden?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had Chiefs 49ers rematch. Why not a Joe Biden versus Donald Trump rematch? The same time. That was literally like 2020. The same.
So you think legal troubles don't matter, Trump's on the ticket. I said the same thing. You think age and health don't matter, Biden's on the ticket. I agree. I don't agree to as much of an extent as the other one, but I do agree. All right, who wins?
I mean, I could see a Donald Trump winning, because unless you're just super into thinking that, oh, everything is just so awesome under Joe Biden, you know, you're going to either not vote this time because you don't like either candidates, or I got to vote Donald Trump just because I love chaos. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump just because I love chaos. Screw it. Who cares?
Yeah, but that's not who you want. I'm asking who you think will. You can't bet with your heart. You got to bet with your brain. You of all people should know this. Mr. 49er.
How dare you?
So like I said, I lean like 55-45 towards Trump winning the general. However, I would say that if I were to wait a few more months and take a closer look at the actual electorate, look at some of the state polling data and stuff, I'm willing to have my mind changed. Either way, I'm willing to change my mind, say it's Biden. I'm willing to change my mind, say Trump wins in a landslide. Because at the end of the day, all that really matters is like Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin,
Arizona,
Colorado. Like that's it. No, other states don't even matter.
Texas, so, possibly.
Nah, Texas is gonna. Now Texas may turn purple soonish, but it's still red now.
Yeah,
the fact that we could even consider that a possibility means this country's fucked. By the way,
yeah,
but,
I know. Yeah.
But right now it's still red.
Hey, maybe Nikki Haley, when she said, if you know, if you keep making wrong decisions, this country's destroyed.
Yeah. So
just to be different, I'm going to say Joe Biden. Okay. Screw it.
All right. So depending on those states in particular, like if Trump is doing better nationally because he's just getting a higher percentage of the conservative vote this year than he did in 2020, just because people are more motivated to vote for him. Take Texas, for instance. He already was going to win Texas. He already won Texas last time. If if 20,000 more Republicans vote for him in Texas this year than 4 years ago, because 4 years ago they're like, eh, I don't really care. And this year they're like, we hate Joe Biden. Yeah. Well, that's going to be 20,000 more votes, but that's no difference in electoral votes because he's already won Texas.
Yeah.
So those the battleground states is what matters. Now, if we were to find out that he's actually trailing in Michigan because the Michiganders are like, eh, Biden, you know, whatever, it is what it is. We'll just trust in George Soros and his in his baby blood juice because we really hate Donald Trump. Then Trump's going to lose.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, that was another one I forgot. I mean, look at Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a battleground state. Pennsylvania elected freaking John Fetterman to the Senate. So that state could go for Joe Biden. If they can elect John Fetterman, they can re-elect Joe Biden. So it may very well be true that Biden gets less votes, and it may very well be true that Trump gets more votes, but all that matters is the key battleground states. It could totally happen where the popular vote shrinks, but Trump loses the exact same electoral map. So, like I said, I'm like leaning Trump slightly, but I wouldn't bet on it. But I am willing to bet that Biden's not replaced and Trump's not in jail.
Could you imagine, though, if he does lose, Donald Trump's like, oh, I got my sights set on 2028, motherfuckers. Let's go. All right.
Well, and same thing there. See, if Trump loses, I know we're like, it's getting late, but.
Yeah.
Since you brought up this, you opened this can of worms. If Trump loses again, and then the night of the election, when he calls to concede to Biden, he comes out and says, that's okay, we'll be back in 2028. I would be surprised. I don't think it's impossible because he's a narcissistic piece of shit. So he absolutely thinks that he's the winner and he's the best and he should win. But a big part of his shtick is being the younger candidate. In another 4 years, he's just Joe Biden. Because he's not that much younger than Biden is.
Yeah.
So I think that it would hurt him. So if he can't win in 2020 and he can't win in 2024, he's just progressively less likely to win because, again, he's damaged goods. He's going to be viewed as a loser. It's really hard.
A loser. Yeah.
It's really hard to lose a general election and come back and win a general election. It's only been done a handful of times historically, and there's a reason for that. But it's because the electorate at large is going to say, you had your chance, you didn't win. It's kind of like being the head coach or the quarterback, right? It doesn't matter whose fault it is. It's your fault. You didn't win. We're going to find someone else, someone newer, someone younger, someone more hip, someone more in tune with the voters, you know, what, someone that can raise more money, someone who's a better speaker, whatever it is, they're going to find someone else. We're going to fire our coach and hire a new one. If he doesn't win in 2024 and then he chooses to run in 28, I'm more convinced that he's a leftist plant than ever. I still sit on the fence that he's just been a leftist plant the whole time, because again, his presidency was basically indistinguishable from a mid-2000s Democrat, a mid-2010s Democrat. His presidency was barely distinguishable from Barack Obama's first term. Barely distinguishable. And everything he said he was going to do, he didn't. Everything he said he was going to repeal, he didn't. Budgets exploded. See, that's the thing. Has Biden been worse? Okay, yes. Biden has been worse. On the things that Biden is worse on what precedent has his disastrous administration been built on the previous one, which is Donald Trump's?
Yeah.
So, no, if Donald Trump loses, he's done. If he runs again in 28 because he's still eligible for four more years, then I'm totally convinced he was a Democrat plant the whole time because he's just killing the Republicans. And when I say that, I mean he's got enough brain-dead NPC supporters, MAGA people, that it will kill any other Republican's chances of winning. So even an unpopular Democrat wins against a split Republican.
Well, in some ways you can make the argument that him winning, because you're saying that, well, after he wins, then who's the next person? Him losing is like, well, we still have Donald Trump. because he's not even at the debates. He's barely even out there campaigning. He's still winning all these primaries. So in some way, you can make the argument that, you know what, maybe it's better for the GOP in the longer term to have him lose, because then run a 28 and then maybe, yeah, he gets getting up there. So at some point he's going to die. So it could be 28. It could be 32. Whenever he drops dead, I mean, who's going to be Vivek? Because he was kind of being that Donald Trump guy during the debates, but he got what? Maybe 10%. So,
you know what?
Like you said, it's not Donald Trump.
You know what the funny thing is about Vivek? I finally, now that his aspirations have ended, I finally learned his name. It's Vivek Ramaswamy. And I said it wrong until it didn't matter anymore, because that's just kind of how I roll. But it's Vivek Ramaswamy. You know what the funny thing about Vivek is? And I tweeted this the night that he dropped out of the race, is that Vivek is what MAGA people think Donald Trump is. If MAGA was a movement based on actual principles, and I don't agree with the things that MAGA wants, but I think it's still important to recognize if a political body actually knows what it wants and votes in their own self-interest. Like, one of the things that was so beautiful about Ron Paul's runs and the people that supported Ron Paul was that Ron, and this will sound basic and stupid, but in the political world, this is a big deal. Ron Paul supporters knew what they were supporting. They knew what they were about. They understood his policy positions and they agreed with them. And so they supported those positions. And by extension, they supported him. Like, Ron Paul obviously wasn't a young man, even like in 2008, for instance. And Ron Paul was never the most electric speaker ever. He never was.
Yeah.
But he was rock solid, consistent. He brought light to things that were not in the national consciousness that deserved to be there. Obviously, anti-war being a huge one, talking about the Fed. But his supporters understood those things. His supporters were anti-war, and they understood why the war on terror was a failure and why the Patriot Act was a huge miscarriage of justice. They understood that how the Federal Reserve manipulates markets and prints money and causes the inflation, and that's the rises in prices, and that deficit spending was being funded by the printing press. They understood those things. MAGA is nowhere near as intelligent as Ron Paul supporters. But if they were, that, and I'm not even saying this to make fun of them, I'm saying that if MAGA truly believed in the thing, the actual policy, because they're just it's just a cult of personality. They just follow Trump. There's no such thing as MAGA. They think there is. There's not. It's just Trump. When Trump's gone, they'll be gone too. That's what I said earlier. If they actually believed in the policy positions that they think they believe in, they would have voted for Vivek. Because I actually think Vivek genuinely did believe in those policy positions and was intelligent enough and articulate enough to describe them point by point. And I think that there was a more likelihood that Vivek would actually pursue those policies if elected. I don't agree with MAGA's policy positions, but if I did, I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, because we already know from real life experience that Donald Trump will not pursue the policy positions that Donald Trump claims to support if elected president. I actually think Vivek is sincere. I don't necessarily, again, this is not an endorsement of anyone, but I actually think Vivek knew what he believed in and would pursue those policies if elected. I have no reason to believe that Trump would pursue those policies if elected. In fact, again, I think we have evidence to the contrary. But you know, ultimately they're going up against a left wing that has an incredibly dementia addled unpopular incumbent. So it's like, I think Trump will win, albeit I only think barely. And then he'll be done, and that'll be it, and there will be no Trump in 2028. And whoever, and maybe he doesn't endorse anyone. Maybe he's just like, my life in politics is over. thanks for the cheese. See you later. I mean, maybe he does that. I don't know. But I don't think it'll look pretty after he's gone. But, you know, whatever. 4 years is a long time. Maybe 4 years from now, when we're expecting the GOP to melt down, maybe the Democrats are melting down because Biden's gone and, you know, Kamala Harris is like, it's my turn. And they're like, no, it's not. I mean, you know, who knows? Because, I mean, again, I mean, that's, there's going to be passing of the torches on both sides. But I think that the Trump one will be much more profound.
Yeah. Well, we'll go and end it there. What do you want to plug? And don't say Nikki Haley.
Oh God, I definitely, I'm not the 13th fella. I know 12 fellas are down. There's one to go. I'm not
12
I'm not
angry men. Damn.
Yeah. I'm not lucky number 13. She's not my type. So new episodes of It's Too Late are premiere every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Alan Mosley TV, which you can find on every platform that there is, Alan Mosley TV. We've got a couple of guests already lined up for this week. We actually have Nikki Haley's coming on the show this week, so I probably shouldn't have talked so much shit about her. That's, yeah, Nikki Haley's going to be on the show this week.
Done this.
Yeah, yeah, bad move on our part. So a couple of good guests, always a good time. It's the best late night show in America, not hosted by a communist.
Well, thanks so much, Alan, for doing this again. Really do appreciate it. Yeah, so we'll see you in the next one. When is that going to be? Well, I guess you'll have to stay tuned for that because I have absolutely no clue when that's going to be. It's good promotion.